has the person who was trapped underneath the wreckage been taken to hospital?
Yeah, absolutely. The occupant of the truck was trapped by confinement and I believe some injuries for about an hour. And so there was quite a complex operation to get him sort of safely out of the vehicle and then obviously transferred to hospital where he will receive further treatment. I think there was one other injury, but relatively minor in that particular instance.
Mm. Should travellers that are heading through that way, should they still be expecting delays?
Yeah, totally. I'm just looking at the congestion through that now at the moment, and we've still got delays. For example, for those who are travelling south on Ryde Road, it's still back to the Pacific Highway.
Jeez.
And those who are travelling north on Lane Cove Road, so they basically intersect where Lane Cove Road and Ryde Road join, which is over the M2. So both directions are still quite congested and probably will be for probably an hour or so, because what we've got is obviously we had, you know, basically one lane open for, you know, half of the peak, and then we got another second lane open. But when there's only two or three lanes open, you kind of lose 100% of the second lane because of people merging to get out of the lane that's closed. So what that is, this is just people who have either left work late knowing that they're going to be stuck in traffic, combined with the fact that this incident is obviously caused some major delays. And by the looks of it, they're still sort of working to sort of clear it out and things like that. So all lanes are open, but yeah, we've got bus delays, for an example, you know, up to 60-minute delays. So this was a pretty nasty crash. The truck was actually on its side. It was 40 bags of 20-kilo cement bags there, powder, so that needed to be all cleaned up, and obviously the integrity and safety of the driver needed to be taken care of. And then, of course, it was investigated because of the serious nature of it by the crash investigation unit. These things all add time, and in a peak scenario, in a very busy thoroughfare, as you just pointed out, like Macquarie Park, it's obviously going to have its impact. And we've seen impacts, for example, around places like, but this is just because of this incident, obviously Macquarie Park, but Ryde, Gordon, Pimble, Tarramurra, and delays of up to 60 minutes in some instances as well. So it is going to take a little while to settle down.
Yeah,
we're far
geez.
From having it back to normal, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you mentioned before that this the truck was carrying cement powder. Has that all been cleared up, and is there any possibility that could still pose a bit of a danger for drivers?
No, there's no way out. There's no way our crews would actually open the roads if there was any possibility of any risk to drivers whatsoever. So what they would have done, our crews are fully resourced. They would have actually, you know, got all that sand up as much as they can. And if they couldn't, what they do is they put like a dry sorb, which is kind of like an industrial strength kitty litter to absorb any of the powder and stuff like that, should there be any rain. And we put procedures in like that. So basically, I mean, you'd be silly if you didn't take a bit of care and caution going through that area. If, you know, there's obviously a bit of dust on the road and things like that, which is probably a big chance. But yeah, we wouldn't open it if it wasn't safe.
Absolutely. And you did mention before that the buses were delayed 60 minutes. I checked it about an hour ago and that was still the case. But is it still the case now? Is it still up to 60 minutes delay?
Yeah, it is. And from just looking at the congestion around that area, you know, it's a pretty slow old journey. Now, there very well could be frequency of service, but it doesn't matter where you're going to be going to, you're going to be caught up in a lot of traffic. So you need to factor that into your journey, unfortunately. There's really no way around it. If you don't have to, don't. If you have to, then give yourself plenty of additional time and, you know, expect that you're going to be caught in some traffic for probably, you know, at least another hour at least.
Yeah, wow. And do you have any advice for anyone who's still on their way to work?
Well, basically, it's all cleared, and this is what we see when we have a major closure like this is all the surrounding streets also tend to block up relatively quickly, right? So it's just one of those things where patience is a virtue in this scenario, because that's the only thing that's going to save you. And people often lose their patience, and then they have secondary accidents, and they go out the car, they, you know, hit the car in front of them, and all sort of things happen, and that just exacerbates the whole situation. So if you're in this situation, be aware that we are working the traffic lights as much as we can to flush out that traffic as quickly as we can, but it does take time, particularly after an incident of that magnitude.
Absolutely. So keep calm and call your boss now.
And we're monitoring it. You know, we're monitoring the scene, and and all that sort of stuff. We're looking at it on, you know, on our live cameras, and we've got crews down there that are keeping an eye on it. So we're there until it returns back to normal.
Mm. When do you expect that it will return back to normal?
Well, it's always hard to tell because it's all got to do with driver behaviour. You know, it depends on who adhered to the messages of avoiding the area or delaying travel. So they might be saying, okay, peak is over now, I might get in the car and travel. So I would anticipate, you know, probably within the next 60 minutes would be a good estimate. You know, don't hold me to it, but, you know, I think things would start to dissipate by then.
Absolutely.
And also on the M2, you know, we're still seeing some significant delays that are sort of peak volumes. In fact, we're seeing delays for anyone that's coming off the M1, either down Pennant Hills Road or the Pacific Highway. So that's kind of the impact that this incident has had on the network.